Well, Robin, thank you so much for taking time to have a chat to me about your experiences. I wanted to start just by maybe if you could just say a little bit about your own experiences in the military and also as a writer.
The basic story is I went into the Marine Corps in 2005. I grew up in Seattle, Washington, which is a very liberal town. I come from a very liberal background. I first deployed to Iraq in 2006. I was stationed outside of Fallujah, about 40 miles outside of Fallujah, where we primarily did vehicular patrols. That was one of my many tasks while I was there. But as far as mission-oriented stuff, that's pretty much what it was. I got out in 2008 after one deployment. I did a little bit of writing in Iraq, but I didn't know I wanted to be a writer. I knew I wanted to go to school pretty much when I got to Iraq. Why that happened then, I don't know. But, in the United States, we have the Montgomery GI Bill, so I was able to go to school a little bit after that. When I finally got out, I actually didn't really want to do anything because I think it was, there's the adjustment time. Going from military life, active duty military life, to having freedom is a strange thing. And I don't think I necessarily dealt with it in the best way. I spent about 9 months not really doing anything. But I ended up going to school and I took some writing classes and sort of fell into writing again, which I had started in high school. I took creative writing very seriously. I started my university time after the community college at Southern Oregon University, where one of the poet teacher there in residence was a Flarfist, Casey Muhammad. And he sort of opened my eyes to conceptual literature, and I began just getting really excited about literature, text, art, all of it. And I ended up transferring, finishing my degree at Seattle University. I did my emphasis in fiction, but I pretty much took as many poetry classes as I did fiction. I was always interested in both genres.
And you're currently writing two novels and working on poetry
At the
at the
same
same
time,
time.
yeah.
How do you find that? Can you switch from one to the other easily?
Yes, I can. I read them both pretty often, as well. So it's never been a problem for me. But my prose is very lyrical. So I think poetry does have a sort of heavy influence on me.
Are there certain writers in the US who, I mean, writing about the military necessarily, but writing about, I don't know, ideas related to conflict, something more abstract perhaps. Are there writers you particularly admire who, you would like to write like, if you like, or write in the same kind of vein as?
I don't think so. I think I want to pave my own way. I think that's what a lot of us are trying to think about right now. I've been around military writing for quite a while in the workshop environment. And, a few established sort of ideas on how to write these kinds of things have emerged in the United States. And one of the pieces of feedback I find myself giving most is, okay, how is this different than this? What is it that you're going to say that hasn't been said? And I think it's an important question. It's not always the question people want to hear. But yeah, I don't. The things I'm trying to write are a little bit different. One of the novels that I'm working on is not about the war per se. It's about coming back from war. It's about readjusting. It's about two issues that have just been themes for me. It's about survivor's syndrome, and while it's hard to sort of describe it, but it's about recklessness. I've str while I don't have suicidal ideations, I haven't seriously had those ideations. I have noticed that I will indulge in reckless behavior, and I think that that is related to my military experience, and I'm trying to explore why and how that is, because I know it's something that other veterans do.
Why is writing good for? Because one of the words we've used a bit in this workshop is cathartic. Is it cathartic? Is that why you partly why you do it?
You know, I I suppose it is. The workshop environment that I come from is so heavily craft oriented. We don't like to think of ourselves as art therapy, and that doesn't mean that I have a position, positive or negative, on art therapy, but I think it must be cathartic. But at the same time, there is a reason why I still haven't really written about the war. I wrote about the war when I first got out for a little while, and then I pretty much abruptly stopped. And I remember, you know, as I said, I was writing in Iraq. I was keeping a journal of war events that had happened to me, but I was also writing about back home. I wanted to get away. I wanted to cast myself back to high school, to love, to all these things that I didn't have access to when I was overseas. And when I got out, when I was trying to write about war writing, I think I quickly sort of just backed off from it and wanted writing again to be this escape for me. And that doesn't mean I'm like a genre fiction writer or anything like that.
Is there something that poetry can do then, which say the fiction doesn't do, in terms of communicating your experience?
I mean, to me, poetry exists without the notions of genre that fiction does. Poetry, to me, is more freeing, and that's why I like the genre. I'm not necessarily concerned with producing something marketable. I never really have been. And, you know, as I said, I had a conceptual teacher as a first primary major interview influence at the university level. Fiction is such a mainstay in our cultural discourse. It's most people that read literature read fiction. Most people that buy literature buy fiction. You know, one of the things I go back and forth with is, as a veteran, you know, am I responsible? Is it my duty to write veterans' poetry, veterans' fiction, veterans' work? You know, does the duty continue? I signed up, I raised my hand, I signed the contract, right? I am a veteran for life, but I don't want being a veteran to necessarily define me all the time.
Is there pressure on you, do you think, coming from somewhere?
Well, I think it's pressure that I place on myself, and it's pressure that I go back and forth on. Most of the feedback I get, you know, most people tend to like my more war-oriented writing. You know, when I was in graduate school and I was working on these two novels that I'm still working on, I got good feedback from both of them, but a lot of people really wanted to read the war literature. And I still don't know how I feel about that. So
why did they? Just because you were amongst veterans?
No, it was not amongst it. It was at university students.
So was it the opposite, who were just kind of, oh, I'm interested in it because I didn't know about that. I'm interested in that experience.
I think it is that. It's also, you know, this role of the veteran as victim that well-educated white people like. And there are truths to it. There are injustices. There are, you know, but I don't know. It's complicated.
Just thinking about that audience that you've got there, what is their perception of the veteran is somebody who is victimized or a victim? Is that broadly how you would say U.S. population looks at veterans or thinks about veterans?
No. I can't. The U.S. population is very diverse and divided, especially right now. I think in my environment, amongst, you know, well-educated New Yorkers, I think that is the perception. They're also, you know, while they'll go out and they'll read a Phil Klein book, they're not necessarily, maybe they are, but I don't get the sense that they're interested in getting deep with me. And I feel like I'm willing to get deep and talk about my own experiences. Mm-hmm. For instance, at work, none of my coworkers are veterans. I'm pretty much the only one. And we'll touch on the fact that I served overseas and that I'm a veteran from time to time, but it doesn't really go past that. It's just, oh, you know, he's a hero, and, you know, of course I don't feel like a hero. No veteran really does. But it doesn't go deep. They're not, I don't know if they want to hear the trauma. I don't know that it's the correct time and place anyway.
Do you also, this is maybe the last question, but do you also feel pushed to write about the trauma as well?
I think that's, in my mind, that's what people want to read. Mm. So I feel like that's what I'm supposed to write. But I also want to sort of subvert that in my work in whatever way I can, because I think that's the next step in veterans writing. And I know from the workshop that there are other veteran writers that are interested in doing it as well. We all have our own take on it, whether that's, you know, the idea of showing the ways in which we're complicit and we're not necessarily just victims, which is, I think, a really important thing to raise.
Well, that has been so fascinating and
yeah, of course.
Interesting. Thank you so much.
Of course.